Hello and welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast.
Welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast with your host, Amrit Sander. This is episode 62 of our podcast, Engaging People, Powering Companies. And this is the first of 2023. I hope you all had a fantastic Christmas break and a happy new year to everybody. So we've had a week into the new year. Hopefully you weren't too exhausted or tired from the week in. It was a 4-day week. Having had a break during Christmas and New Year, and having had a week at work, this is probably the perfect time for us to take a step back to say, what am I tolerating? What am I accepting? And what do I want to change? Now, the focus of this podcast is creating great work cultures. We often don't think about creating great work cultures until we've had an engagement survey. That's the focus of the engagement survey, is how do we go about creating a great work culture? But this should be the focus every single day an organization exists. How do we go about creating a great work culture every single day? And I want to talk about this in terms of what we can do to start the new year with the focus that we want throughout the whole year. So how do we go about creating great work cultures? Often you'll hear us at the Engagement Coach talk about three pillars: understand, identify, act. We need to firstly understand where are we at now. But then that leads to the question of where do we want to be? What's the gap analysis? Identify what are the issues within that gap analysis, and then what are we going to act upon, and how are we going to know we're making progress? But I want to take a step back here in terms of those of you who lead teams. No matter how small your team is, you have an impact on the culture. And for those CEOs out there, you'd absolutely have an impact on the culture. So what are the things that you guys can do to focus on improving a company culture, to create great work cultures? Well, the first one, it might sound obvious, but communicating the company's values and mission. Now, often I come across organizations where they've got these beautiful statements. We recite them, we put them on collateral materials internally for colleagues or potentially for marketing when we're attracting new talent, but that's as far as they go. But really have a think. This is about creating a strong sense of purpose where people feel connected to the work and they're motivated to contribute to the company's success. It's important for leaders, no matter what level, to communicate the company's values and mission. And more importantly, to make sure that these are reflected in the way the company operates. Now let's take somebody who didn't know the internal statements within your organization. By interacting with your organization, could they guess what your values might be, your mission might be? That's where we want to get to. In everything we do, in the way we operate, our values, our mission are obvious. So clearly communicating the company's values and mission, but also not just explaining what they are, but also explaining how we define them. How did we come about creating the values and the mission? What was the journey that the company went on that said, this is it, these are our values and this is our mission? We often communicate the what, but not the detail of why. So worth thinking about. The next thing I want to focus on is creating a sense of community. Now, you'll often hear me talking about social identity theory, you know, the them and us, and how for leaders it's an opportunity to create an us, not a them and us. We want to make sure we've got less division and more unity. But this fostering a sense of community within an organization can help people feel connected to their colleagues, connected to the company, committed to the organization. And leaders can create this sense of community by promoting teamwork, collaboration, getting people an opportunity or giving people an opportunity to get to know each other. I, again, come across organizations where people think, I would love to know who else is in the organization. You know, that sometimes you'll have people who, where there's a remote office or a head office and then people working remotely, they'll turn up and they just want an opportunity to get to know more people. How can we facilitate those random happy accidents where people have a chance to get to know each other, especially now with hybrid work and remote working? When people are in the office or when they do have a chance to get together, how do we foster that sense of community? So rather than everybody working together when they're in the office, that should be an opportunity where they can collaborate together, get to know each other, and we facilitate those wonderful relationships, the workplace relationships that we can develop. And, you know, I've created some lifelong friends from the places I worked at. And it's how do we give people an opportunity to do that? The next stage then, so we've clearly communicated company values, mission, helping create or foster this sense of community, communication. Communication is key. Open, transparent communication builds trust and it helps reinforce this positive work culture. So leaders, we want leaders out there to be able to foster this speaking up and speaking out, this psychological safety, but also being able to be open themselves, approachable, listening to people, hearing what people are saying, creating this environment where it's okay to be yourself, to be authentically you, and leaders being themselves, being authentically themselves, aligned to the, you know, that being transparent, being open, aligned to their own personal values, really just everybody being at ease with each other. So all driven out of this open and transparent communication. And we know the impact that has on trust, but reinforcing this culture. So rather than trying to be overly paternal, maternal, where we're overly protective, mustn't tell people, you know, they often come across this child, parent-child relationship, actually treating everybody like adults to say, here it is, what's on all, here's how we are. One, I often come across organizations when they're recruiting to really paint a rosy picture of what it's like working there. Actually, something we've started to do here is certainly our last round of recruitment. We decided to just say, warts and all, here's how we are. Here's how it is to work here. And for those people who will love it, fantastic. For those who won't, at least they know. There's no point in painting a picture that isn't us. So fostering a sense of community, opening communication. And then something that people are more focused on, I think, at work is what's the difference between one place of work than another? And it's often the opportunities for growth and development. Having a think about how well are we providing opportunities for employees to learn and grow, allowing them to feel more engaged and committed in their work. Now, you know, how often are we allowing leaders to learn and grow? Are the opportunities there? If leaders aren't feeling like they're learning and growing, how are they going to create an environment for their teams? So collectively, how do we start to create an environment of learning and growing? And it doesn't have to be wholesale, you know, training development programs, actually learning on the job, creating an environment of reflection to say, what did I learn today? What am I proud of? What was the greatest thing I achieved this week that I didn't think I would? And where are the opportunities? So helping people to get the mindset, the growth mindset of looking for opportunities for learning and development and creating opportunities for learning and development, critical to helping foster this great work culture. And finally, the other one I want to talk about is, and there's loads we could talk about here, but for the sake of this podcast, recognizing and rewarding employees. Again, I come across so many organizations where people will say, nobody knows what I do, but if I stop doing it, things would fall apart, things would break. But do you think I get any reward or thanks for this? I'm doing it because I'm conscientious. I'm doing it because I know it matters. But you wouldn't think it mattered to the company because nobody even knows I'm doing it, or at least I get no recognition and no reward for the contribution I'm making. We know the impact of recognizing and rewarding people. I don't want to go over the whole sort of dopamine shot, but we all know it's hugely impactful in building morale and in helping reinforce ongoing commitment to the organization. People want to be their best at work. And so when they get an opportunity to be even better, to give even more, you know, we should recognize that. And it will just reinforce their hard work and their achievements. And let's face it, innovation, creativity isn't going to come from anywhere else but our people. So have a think about those steps. What are you doing to create a great work culture? We've all been back at work for a week now. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I was yearning to get back to work. I you know, and it's great. And I heard this from a few people actually to say, I couldn't wait to get back to work. So we've got these great work cultures where people are drawn, they want to come back to work, they love working where they do. And you know, we often use the phrase here at the Engagement Coach, imagine if work was something people were passionate about. So where we're passionate, how do we make sure that's being translated across the board, across every employee group, so that we're creating this great work culture? So communicating the company's values and mission, what are they, why are they what they are, and are they reflected in the way we operate? Fostering a sense of community. How do we create this one community where people feel, you know, where leaders are promoting networks and collaboration and allowing people to get to know each other, those beautiful workplace relationships, encouraging open communication, honesty and transparency to helping build trust and reinforce work culture and helping reinforce this environment of psychological safety. And finally, opportunities for growth and development, providing those opportunities for growth and development across the board for leaders, managers, everybody across the board. What are the day-to-day learnings we can really benefit from, but also maybe some of the more formal learning opportunities to grow and develop, to be more than we are or were before we started working with the organization. And rewarding and recognizing the efforts people make. We often hone in on the outputs, but what are the inputs? What are the levers that are driving your business, and how can we reward people for driving those levers? Because eventually the outputs will come. So have a think. Great work cultures. We've got a fantastic opportunity. New year, new start. And rather than waiting for an engagement survey or something else to come and tell us that we need to improve our culture, let's start today. And every day we can make a difference to our workplace culture. So I hope that's helpful. Creating great work cultures. How can we go about creating great work cultures? And every single person across the organization feeds into this, but primarily leaders and managers. So please join me again next time for more thoughts on employee engagement, leadership development, culture development, and anything else in between. Amrit Sander from The Engagement Coach. I shall see you soon. Take care.
The Engagement Coach Podcast.